All right, everybody, welcome. Thank you very much for joining. Going to do another video meandering into the sports world here, away from econ for a bit, as it is Novak Djokovic's 400th week atop the ATP rankings, ranked world number one for the 400th week. That continues his record, which is well above 30% more than number two, which is Roger Federer. When I say number two, I mean that is Federer is second on the list of all-time world number one rankings. I was in Torino for the ATP Finals last weekend with my wife. We very, very much enjoyed it. I'll show you a little bit of the scenes here. And all I can say is when you see someone at the top of their game, when you see a professional who is just on point, literally for every point, and is basically damn near perfection at their craft, it's just so enjoyable. And just very happy for him, for his team, his family. It's just amazing to see. And yeah, I've always enjoyed tennis. And so I figured this week I'll give a little recap of the last 50 years in tennis, the all-time number one rankings. Let's see how it shakes out that Novak is the all-time leader atop the world rankings, having that number one spot. So the ATP rankings started in 1973, August. Jimmy Connors held the number one spot through the 70s. He was number 10 at the beginning. A Romanian, Ilie Năstase, was number one, the first number one ranked player. Jimmy Connors, bit of a cantankerous individual, but a champion for sure, nonetheless, eight-time major champion, pretty much dominant throughout the 70s. Then we have the Czech, now American, Ivan Lendl, rose to power. Of course, in between, and really all along, you had battles between Connors and Lendl. And of course, John McEnroe, Bjorn Borg, they are sort of in between here. In fact, this little dip here for Connors in August 1977 was Bjorn Borg reaching number one just for 1 week for the first time. But Lendl, by the mid to late 1980s, was pretty much becoming the dominant player, eight-time major champion as well, and became to be the nemesis of John McEnroe, thwarting a lot of wins for McEnroe. I think I saw Lendl has head-to-head winning matchup record against both McEnroe and Connors. So basically dominant throughout the mid to late 80s. Combined with Connors, you have two of the greats here in the 70s and the 80s. And what I'm showing you, by the way, why I'm not showing you Bjorg and McEnroe, I haven't mentioned it, is I'm just going to show you the top six players that hold the all-time spot of number one, of weeks atop the number one record table. So on from Lendl, when I was growing up, we have the next dominant player in men's tennis, the Greek Pete Sampras, American Greek, one of the dominant players throughout the 90s. Everybody knew him, got to see him play a couple times. It was great. In my hometown of Cincinnati, where we have a Masters tournament, wasn't called the Masters 1000 or Masters Series even at the time in the 90s. But Pete Sampras, yes, absolute dominant player, 14 major championships, a record at the time. You have Andre Agassi coming in here a little bit here in the mid-90s, and of course the late 90s. Agassi replace Sampras being number one for many, many weeks, but not as much as Sampras achieved, nor Lendl, nor Connors. So these are the top three players atop the world number one ranking table of all time, 70s, 80s, and 90s. And then, of course, you know what's happening next. We have the big three coming up. The first was Federer. In red here, we have Roger Federer. Started in 97 or 98, I believe. Yeah, 97. Had his first ranking, 800 or so. By the early 2000s, quickly rose to prominence. Just the unbelievable 5 Wimbledons, 5 U.S. Opens, among many other achievements in the mid-2000s. And this is actually the longest streak ever, 230 or so weeks atop number one. As we will see with the remainder of the big three coming, they have not matched this. This is the longest continuous streak of holding the number one spot. Roger Federer here in the mid-2000s. Then, next up, we have, of course, the Spaniard. Lefty, Rafael Nadal. Actually, he was the quickest to the top of the table. You see here, this just rapid rise from young Nadal here in the mid-2000s. And he actually has the most weeks at number two on the weekly rankings. He has reached number one, of course. Look at him, just battles they had here, sharing with Federer in the late 2000s. And mid-2010s here at number one, as well as late 2010s. Rafael Nadal, 14 majors on clay, as well as many, many more, 22 total as of this recording, coming back next year. Obviously, just an incredible, incredible competitor with Federer. And then, of course, you know who is coming next, the Serb, Novak Djokovic, the workhorse, as I have the pickaxe here. Just the tremendous longevity, just incredible to see here. You can really tell now this, unlike here, in, you know, even though we had Bjorg and McEnroe and Agassi here trading with Sampras, and they did have a lot, those guys are not in the top six. So now we have the top six completed of number one weekly rankings, those players that held that spot the most. Just incredible to see the top three battle it out here from basically the early to mid-2000s until today. You know, you had Andy Murray jump in a little bit, Carlos Alcaraz as of late, of course, but Novak Djokovic back to number one as of November, this week, November 2023, for a record-breaking 400th time. Just incredible. 24 majors, one of the best seasons of his life. It was really, really amazing to see him in Torino, as I said, just for the longevity, the athleticism, the prowess. Just, it's just incredible to see these six guys. And in fact, if you think about the thousands and thousands, if not tens of thousands of players that have played tennis and been ranked at least once over the last 50 years, these six guys have been on top of the ranking table at world number one at least two-thirds of the time, about 66% of the time. Six guys have been at number one. So it's pretty incredible and just amazing in the last 20 years how you just have these top three, the big three, battling it out week in and week out. Really, really incredible. Little note you had, unfortunately, with the COVID pandemic, there was just a freeze here in the rankings as nobody played, and Djokovic was number one there. So that cost him the pandemic, as well as some other things that happened during the pandemic that we all know about, cost him some weeks officially. But officially, he is at number one. Incredible battles, Australian Open in 2012 with Nadal, Wimbledon many years, 2019 with Federer, and many other years with Nadal. Nadal and Federer as well, of course. Just incredible. The dominance and the skill and, you know, just you can't take anything away from all three of these guys. But the fact that the Serb comes along just a little bit later in the early 2000s as a pro, just, you know, just a year or two after Nadal, a couple years after Federer, the fact that he is still around. I mean, he's basically my generation, being a little bit charitable towards myself, but the 36-year-old still winning ATP Finals champion for a record-breaking seventh time, passing Federer. Never put anything past Djokovic. If he puts his mind to it, definitely he's going to prove you wrong. And yeah, I'm just thrilled to have seen him this week. It's very exciting. Got me on a tennis kick. Just amazing to see someone master their craft, which Novak Djokovic certainly has. And the fact that he's done it all along by battling two of the greatest tennis players ever is just incredible. So congrats to him. Thanks for watching. Let's see what he does in 2024. Take care.